بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا.
Verse number 65. He is the creator of the heavens and the creator of the earth, and their owner and controller. He is also the creator, owner, and controller of everything in between them, so worship him alone, for he alone is deserving of worship. Remain firm in worshiping him, for he has no likeness or partner who shares this worship with him.
ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا.
Verse number 66. The disbeliever who rejects resurrection mockingly says, "What when I die? I will come out of my grave alive for a second time? This is far-fetched."
أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا.
Verse number 67. Does this person who rejects resurrection not remember that I created him previously when he was nothing? He can then use the first creation as evidence for the second creation, even though the second creation will be simpler and easier?
فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيًّا.
Verse number 68. By your Lord, O Messenger, I will take them out of their graves to the place of gathering, along with the Satans who had misled them. Then I will push them towards the doors of hell, humiliated and on their knees.
ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا.
Verse number 69. I shall violently pull out from each of the groups of deviation those who are most disobedient, and these are their leaders.
ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا.
Verse number 70. Then I know best about those who most deserve to enter the fire and endure and suffer its heat.
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا.
Verse number 71. There is not one among you, O people, who will not cross over the bridge placed over hell. Your Lord has made this crossing an incumbent decree, and no one can push back his decree.
ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا.
Verse number 72. Then after this crossing over the bridge, I will deliver those who were mindful of their Lord by fulfilling his instructions and avoiding his prohibitions, and I will leave the wrongdoers kneeling on their knees without being able to escape from it.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا.
Verse number 73. When my clear revelations to the messenger are recited to people, the disbelievers say to the believers, "Which of our two parties is better in residence and dwelling, and superior in assembly and gathering, our party or your party?"
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئْيًا.
Verse number 74. How many were the nations that I destroyed before these disbelievers who are proud of their material superiority, who had surpassed them in riches, and in their outward appearance due to their expensive clothing and their bodily luxuries?
قل من كان في الضلالة فليمدد له الرحمن مدا حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا وأضعف جندا.
Verse number 75. Say, O Messenger, the Merciful will grant respite to those wallowing in their misguidance, so that they will fall further into it, until when they see what they have been warned about, either the swift punishment in this world, or the punishment postponed to the day of judgment, then they will realize who is worst situated and who has the weakest forces. Is it their party or the party of the believers?
ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا.
Verse number 76. In contrast to the respite granted to those people, so that they fall further into misguidance, Allah gives more guidance and obedience to those who are guided. Righteous deeds that lead to perpetual happiness are more beneficial in the sight of your Lord, O Messenger, in terms of their recompense and have a better outcome. Beneficial points. 1. Believers must busy themselves with what they have been instructed and be consistent in that within the limits of their capacity. 2. The gathering of all creation for the reckoning is an established matter that will take place after they are resurrected from their graves. 3. Allah will present the disbelievers kneeling on their knees around hell. Due to the severity of the terrors they will face, they will not be able to stand. 4. Allah will take out from every community and from the followers of every false religion those who are most insolent and disobedient, who are the leaders, to multiply the punishment for them. 5. All created beings will arrive at the fire, i.e., pass over the bridge without entering the fire. This is something that will most certainly occur. 6. Allah will save those who are mindful of Him and will release them from the fire of hell. He will let the disbelievers remain there forever. 7. The correct standards and concepts of religion differ from the ideas of those who are ignorant and the lay people. 8. Allah destroyed many communities and groups who had more luxuries and wealth on account of their disbelief. 9. Allah leaves the person who is drowned in misguidance and rooted in disbelief in the excess of his ignorance and disbelief, so that his delusion is prolonged, and this makes his punishment more severe. 10. Allah keeps the believers firm on guidance and increases his grant of success and help to them. He sends down verses that become a means for an increase of their conviction as a reward for them.
أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا.
Verse number 77. Have you, O Messenger, seen the man who denies my evidences, rejects my warning and says, if I die and am resurrected, I will certainly be given a lot of wealth and children?
أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا.
Verse number 78. Does he have knowledge of the ghaib, and therefore he said that with some proof? Or does he have a pledge with his Lord to enter him into paradise and to give him wealth and children?
كلا سنكتب ما يقول ونمد له من العذاب مدا.
Verse number 79. The matter is not as he claimed. I will certainly record what he says and does, and I will give him a punishment over and above his punishment because of the falsehood that he claims.
وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا.
Verse number 80. I shall inherit the wealth and children he leaves behind after I destroy him, and he will come to us on the day of judgment all alone, with the wealth and fame that he enjoyed having been taken away from him.
واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا.
Verse number 81. The idolaters have taken for themselves things of worship other than Allah, so that they may be a support and source of assistance for them.
كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا.
Verse number 82. The matter is not as they claimed. The things that they worshipped besides Allah will reject the idolaters' worship of them on the Day of Judgment. They will disassociate themselves from them and become their enemies.
ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا.
Verse number 83. Have you, O Messenger, not seen that I sent the Satans and gave them authority over the disbelievers, inciting them to commit sins and prevent others from Allah's religion?
فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا.
Verse number 84. Do not be hasty, O Messenger, in asking Allah to punish them quickly. I'm keeping a close record of their lives, until when the period of their respite comes to an end, I will punish them with what they deserve.
يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا.
Verse number 85. Remember, O Messenger, the Day of Judgment when I will gather those who are mindful of their Lord, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, to their Lord as a delegation that is honored and respected.
وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا.
Verse number 86. I will drive the disbelievers to hell thirsty.
لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا.
Verse number 87. These disbelievers will not have the power to intercede for one another, except for those who had taken a pledge with Allah in the world by having faith in Him and His messengers.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا.
Verse number 88. The Jews, the Christians, and some of the idolaters said, "The Merciful has taken a son."
لقد جئتم شيئاً إدا.
Verse number 89. You who say this have indeed brought something monstrous.
تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا.
Verse number 90. The heavens almost rupture because of this detested statement. The earth almost splits, and the mountains almost fall in ruins.
أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا.
Verse number 91. All of this because they have attributed the Son to the Merciful. Allah is high above that by far.
وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا.
Verse number 92. It is not befitting of the Merciful to take a son, as he is pure of that.
إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا.
Verse number 93. There is no angel, human being, or jinn in the heavens and earth, but that he will come in submission to his Lord on the Day of Judgment.
لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا.
Verse number 94. He has full knowledge of them, and he has numbered them exactly. Nothing of theirs is hidden from him.
وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا.
Verse number 95. Each one of them will come to him on the Day of Judgment alone, without any helper or any wealth. Beneficial points. 1. The verses indicate the absurdity of the disbelievers and the naivety of his thinking by his having sweet hopes, but he will find the complete opposite in the world of the hereafter. 2. Allah has given authority to the Satans over the disbelievers by their misleading them, inciting them to do evil, and removing them from obedience to sin. 3. The people of virtue, knowledge, and righteousness will intercede with Allah's permission on the Day of Judgment.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا.
Verse number 96. Those who have faith in Allah and do righteous actions that Allah is pleased with, Allah will create for them love by His loving them and by making them beloved to His servants.
فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا.
Verse number 97. We have made this Qur'an easy by revealing it in your own language, O Messenger, so that you may bring glad news to those who are mindful by fulfilling my instructions and avoiding my prohibitions, and so that you may warn a people who are harsh in disputing and stubborn in accepting the truth.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا.
Verse number 98. How many communities I have destroyed before you people? Do you perceive a single one of those communities today, or hear any sound from them? What afflicted them may afflict others when Allah gives permission.